Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Agricultural groups, trade associations, agribusiness, and more signing off on a letter to President Donald Trump asking him to continue to push the Chinese to fulfill their part of the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement. The letter stating that the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement is critical to both the near and longer-term success and growth of American agriculture and the millions of American jobs the agricultural sector sustains. While the current pace of U.S. agricultural exports to China is below the pace needed to meet the Phase 1 goals, American farmers, ranchers, and rural communities remain optimistic that the purchases under this agreement will accelerate and be fulfilled by China, and that as a result, the American agriculture sector will enjoy important market opportunities. This is especially important considering the U.S. net farm cash income in 2020 is projected to decline 9% or $11 billion from the prior year. In inflation-adjusted dollars, U.S. net farm cash income is down nearly 30% from the recent high of 2012. The signatures of this letter, about 290 total, American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Cotton Council, National Corn Growers, National Chicken Council, National Pork Producers Council, right on down the line, some state organizations, people like Seaboard Farms have signed off on this letter, and so many others. Bottom line for this letter, they're asking the president to hold China accountable to uphold their part of the deal, Phase 1 trade agreement that's so important to U.S. agriculture. A milestone of sorts announced by USDA yesterday. They say that we've now seen purchases of more than $2.2 billion worth of meat, fruits, vegetables, specialty crops, and dairy products for fiscal years 2019 and 2020 in the ongoing efforts to feed people in need and assist American farmers and ranchers suffering from damage due to the unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations. USDA is on target to reach its fiscal year goal of about $1.4 billion of trade mitigation purchases in the next phase of the fiscal year purchasing, which ends September 30th of this year. An interesting webinar being planned for this evening by retired ag economist from Virginia Tech, Dr. David Cole. Title of his webinar, Transforming This Black Swan into a Phoenix, Looking at Agriculture Through the Lens of COVID-19. Details on our website and our calendar, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news, I'm Ron. Superior Livestock's Tall Grass Auction set for this Thursday, June 18th, 10 a.m. Central Time. It'll be broadcast on Dish Network, Satellite Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 9,600 head, including almost 6,000 yearling steers and 2,700 yearling heifers. For more information or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.